Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman, you were finishing up talking about how this has been done many times before. Please continue.
Well, this was back in the 80s, and this bank in Australia was being used to launder drug money by people within the defense establishment and retired as well as active military people. And a lot of military people invested in the bank, and eventually they took to the cleaners. And that's how it started out. And then they went in big-time money laundering. And Nugent in hand were the people who were the front people for them. And I can't remember which one, but one of them committed suicide by shooting himself in the back of the head. And the other fellow went to jail for 20 or 30 years screaming, "I didn't do anything wrong. All I was doing was fronting for these people." But he went away. And eventually that led into BCCI, of which one person, I think, might have been sentenced to jail for 18 months or something. That was another CIA money laundering operation.
Yeah, that was Clark Clifford.
And nothing happened.
That was Clark Clifford and the rest of them and Wonder Woman's husband. Now,
that's right.
Now on
incidentally,
top of-
they used to be neighbors of mine in Malibu.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
She lived right up in the right up the street, well, up the way from us.
What's her name? Linda? Was her name Linda Carter?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and she was married to one of the little kingpins. I just remember that. Now expanding on that, it came out, just like you said a couple months ago when Madoff first broke, the head of GMAC with the car money is now being sued by Cuomo up in New York, and they're alleging drug dealing and money laundering. So the same thing we had with Enron. These are literally just front dummy corporations. And it looks like they're going to go ahead and just shut down the big banks, too, that are just fold-ups that they had out front. Where have they moved all the real assets? Into infrastructure?
I don't know exactly, but I know that the Madoff money, most of it went via the Israeli discount bank and Bank Leumi to Israel and other offshore accounts. I mean, I published that 3 months ago because, you know, I get some pretty good contacts in that venue, and that's what gets the ADL all excited because I come out with stuff like that. But that's the beginning of the trail, and, of course, you don't see that in the media. You don't hear Mr. Cuomo talking about that. You don't have them talking about anything about where all the money went. I mean, we're talking $100 billion, not 50, not 10.
I hear you.
And the money was never invested. It was all just straight up stolen. Nobody in the company knew anything. Give me a break. It's just ridiculous. The SEC knew for 10 years what was going on. That meant it was a government operation. They were told, keep your hands off it.
Amazing. Bob Chapman, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we'll see you next Friday, my friend. Take care.
Surely will. Thank you, Alex.
Take care. Thanks for the time. Coming up, I've got Aaron Dykes up there in Kansas City at the university with the camera set up right now. We're going to start simulcasting on the web. Coming up here after the quick break for the final hour and 50-plus minutes, we'll be talking to William Curt Black, an American lawyer, academic, author, and former bank regulator. His expertise is on white-collar crime, public finance, regulation, and other topics in law and economics. He developed the concept of control fraud, in which a business or national executive uses the entity he or she controls as a weapon to commit fraud. He is currently an associate professor of economics at law at the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Law. He was the executive director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention until 2007. He previously taught at the LBJ School of Public Affairs, on and on and on. And he did an amazing piece on Bill Moyer. We're going to play a short clip of that coming in and then go right to Mr. Black. But I don't want to keep him too long because we're going to conduct an interview after we're done on the radio for TV.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increased root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Years ago, I'd interviewed Mr. Black several times, law professor, corporate fraud investigator, one of the top investigators that went after the Keating crooks and others, the SNLs, and they got memos where they were talking about we want him dead and things like that. Now the Ponzi schemes are even larger and more dangerous, and he has a lot of courage to be doing what he's doing. But I wanted to play a little clip from Bill Moyers, because to see this on national television, not just on our local TV show or on a syndicated radio, I mean, that's big to have Mr. Black on with us now talking about this, but to have it on Bill Moyers caused a huge buzz, and people really started realizing what we were facing. Here's a quick clip.
Then Bill Black, the former director of the Institute for Fraud Prevention, now teaches economics and law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. During the savings and loan crisis, it was Black who accused then-House Speaker Jim Wright and five U.S. senators, including John Glenn and John McCain, of doing favors for the SNLs in exchange for contributions and other perks. The senators got off with a slap on the wrist, but so enraged was one of those bankers, Charles Keating, after whom the Senate's so-called Keating Five were named, he sent a memo that read in part, "Get Black, kill him dead." Metaphorically, of course. Of course. Now he's focused on an even greater scandal, and he spares no one, not even the president he worked hard to elect, Barack Obama. But his main target are the Wall Street barons, who are heirs of an earlier generation whose scandalous ripoffs of wealth back in the 1930s earned them comparison to Al Capone and the mob, and the nickname, banksters. Bill Black, welcome to the Journal.
Thank you.
I was taken with your candor at the conference here in New York to hear you say...
Yes, we were taken with it as well.
This economic and financial meltdown.
We were taken with it as well, and that's why we're going to go to Mr. Black right now. Mr. Black, good to have you on with us.
Thank you.
Okay, you got the floor for the rest of the hour, and I don't want to take much more time than that because I want you to be able to complete the interview that you've been gracious enough to do with us there in your offices. But my big issue that I'd like you to speak about first is the same crew, the same ideas have built Ponzi schemes many orders larger, and instead of even getting in trouble, they're being seen as our saviors and offering even bigger Ponzi schemes as their solution. So is this leading us to rack and ruin?
It has already led us to there. But you're right, unless we remove this ideology and these folks from power, they will produce recurrent, intensifying crises.
In layman's terms, what are we currently facing? Who's guilty? How do we stop it?
Well, in layman's terms, the FBI began publicly warning in September 2004 that there was an epidemic, their word, of mortgage fraud. And they said if this epidemic is not stopped, it will produce an economic crisis at least as large as the savings and loan debacle. And then they said, but of course, we've learned the lessons from the savings and loan debacle, and we'll be all over this one, so it won't cause those problems. Well, you know, they were right about the first two things. Obviously, they weren't even close to right about the third. The FBI has said something else immensely important, and that is that 80% of the mortgage fraud is induced by the lenders. So think about that in terms of, you know, taxpayer revolts and things like that. You shouldn't be focusing on the individual borrowers as much, at least, as you should be focusing on the big CEOs of these specialty places that, as you said, ran Ponzi schemes in order to get extraordinarily rich through their bonus compensation systems. And then, you know, in many cases, walk away. And in other cases, remain there, still in control, and being subsidized by all of us as taxpayers right now.
Now, you talk about this being engineered fraud, or the term you use is this control fraud. Break that down, and then let's get specifically into the fraud we're witnessing right now.
Sure. Control fraud is simply a term for what happens when you have a seemingly legitimate organization. In other words, as opposed to an obvious mob shop type of thing, where the person who controls it uses it as a weapon to defraud others. And if the CEO is the crook, he can take care of all the internal controls. He can get rid of all the underwriting. And you don't defeat internal controls. You actually suborn them. You turn them into allies. And so these folks were able to get clean audit opinions from the most elite accounting institutions in the world, even though the places were massively insolvent. They were, of course, able to get grossly inflated appraisals from top appraisers. And they were able to get AAA, that's pristine, that's supposed to mean zero credit risk, AAA ratings from the top three rating companies in the world for stuff that was known in the trade as toxic waste. And that allowed them to sell trillions of dollars, well over $2 trillion in toxic waste out into the world. And, of course, it's led to extraordinarily large losses.
Now, this has been described as a Ponzi scheme too big to fail, and it's now a black hole, and that the industry that engineered this understands that they can hold the population hostage and say, just do whatever we say or we'll have a depression, and then when we end up in a depression anyways from their activities, they're going to be sitting there with all the assets.
Well, I call it the suicide strategy. I don't know if people have seen Blazing Saddles, But the sheriff is surrounded by hostile town folks. He takes out his gun, points it at his own head, and says, you know, don't move or I'll shoot. And that's essentially what these big banks are doing. They're saying, you know, give us unlimited amounts of money or we'll fail. And if we fail, we'll take down the entire economy with you. Why we would believe any of these people is beyond me. Why we would leave in charge people that are willing to make that kind of obscene extortion is absolutely beyond me.
Now, specifically, from your experience, tell the listeners a little bit about who you've investigated in the past, what you've dealt with. I mean, you're one of the leading experts really in the world on going after these types of frauds. But the difference here is the media is not saying the Keating Five are bad or the regulators were bad that let it happen. Instead, they're saying these are our saviors. So is this new territory where they're just a blank check to do whatever they want?
Now, the terrible shame about this isn't simply a case of failing to learn from mistakes in the past. We've forgotten successes in the past. So during the savings and loan debacle, for example, we actually looked. God forbid, that would be a nice idea, wouldn't it? Look at what was causing the problems. We had a national commission. I was the deputy staff director on that. It concluded, after looking at all the major failures, that at the typical large failure, fraud was, their words, invariably present. And they meant fraud from the CEO ranks, right? So there we knew what was going on. We knew the pattern that these frauds followed, and it's very similar to the existing one. You gut your underwriting, you pervert your internal controls, you grow massively, and you make the worst possible loans because you can grow a lot faster by making bad loans and trying to compete for good loans, and because bad loans will pay more in the short term in terms of higher interest rates and fees. And you make a ton of money as an absolute mathematical guarantee when you do that during the expansion phase of the bubble. And then, of course, it's also guaranteed that you'll produce a catastrophe. So I was at the staff level, the person leading the re-regulation of the savings and loan industry. As a litigation director, I was suing the crooks. And as I said, unlike this crisis, we went after places like Lincoln Savings when they were still reporting they were in the most profitable savings and loans in the country. We said, no, you're frauds, and went about trying to put them out of business. In the current crisis, the FBI did not even begin to investigate the big lenders. And remember, 80% of the fraud, according to the FBI, comes from the lenders. The FBI doesn't even begin to investigate them until March of 2007, when the entire secondary market in toxic waste shuts down. And of course, it's now 2 years later, and there is not a single significant indictment of any of these specialty frauds. And a whole chunk of these folks, what they sold was known in the trade as liar's loans. Now, how hard is it as a prosecutor or as a regulator to figure out that if the trade calls something a fraud, it's probably a fraud?
Amazing. They even label it a fraud. And well, I mean, look at Madoff. How for 9 years was he telling the SEC this was going on? And then when the SEC is asked about it, they say, oh, he's not guilty or he hasn't pled guilty yet when he already had. And then they arrogantly, declare executive privilege.
Well, the SEC has been emasculated. It is utterly non-functional. What we now know, finally, because finally Congress started to hold some hearings last year into the rating agencies, and we learned the following things about the rating agencies. And the rating agencies were absolutely critical. If you don't get a AAA rating, you can't sell this toxic waste.
All right, stay there, sir. We got a break. Quick break. Come back with our guest, William K. Black. He is a associate professor of economics and law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Law, and one of the head honchos that went after the SNL barons successfully there in the 1980s. But now they're back with a vengeance and swallowing the whole world in a black hole of debt.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All right, William K. Black is our guest. We're going to go right back to him. Mr. Black, boiling it all down, but in your own words, both parties are bought and paid for by Wall Street. Obama got, what, four times Wall Street money McCain did. I'm not saying I was, you know, pushing McCain either. Obama's claiming he's fighting Wall Street when his whole administration, it seems, is filled with the very people that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and allowed this to happen from the 1990s. And, of course, the Bush people were willing accomplices as well. I mean, can you speak specifically to that?
Oh, sure. Clearly, the Rubin, Summers, Geithner wing of economic advice in the Obama administration is very, very similar to, as Paul there really is not much of a difference at all between the two administrations in their view. There was broad bipartisan support for getting rid of the Glass-Steagall Law, for example. There was broad bipartisan support for destroying Brooks-Lee-Borns' effort to regulate credit default swaps, which are the things that blew up AIG. And at AIG, the taxpayers have already lost more money than the entire savings and loan cost, debacle cost. And by the way, you know, AIG, we weren't on the hook. It's not a federally insured depository. That was gratuitous giveaway of taxpayer money.
So this is a new level of Ponzi schemes where they make hundreds of billions and trillions on the way up, and now with the bailouts on their Ponzi scheme, they get even more money on the other side of it with the taxpayer on the hook. Well, this will only encourage more fraud.
That's exactly what we're trying to get across. You do this type of thing, you encourage businesses to be even more abusive going forward because they can do the most outrageous things, get incredibly wealthy through the bonuses doing them, and even when they cause disaster, they get new bonuses and more compensation paid by the taxpayers. It is a system, you know, the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy is got to be the theme for both administrations. Because it is utterly insane policies.
But isn't it crazy like a fox? I mean, they make money on building up the pyramid Ponzi scheme. And then now, because they're in total control of both parties in the executive, legislative, judicial to a certain extent, and they control the military and the police, and they control the media. And so it's crazy like a fox. I mean, they're making out like bandits.
Oh, I don't say it's crazy from a banker's perspective. It's perfectly sensible from a banker's perspective.
No.
But from any politician's perspective, yeah, we can understand how much they get in the way of campaign contributions. But this is a superb way to get thrown out of office. And
yes,
it's a superb way to have your reputation destroyed and to have your integrity besmirched.
Is it not a superb way, Professor Black, to also cause a Weimar Republic-type situation?
Well, I think that we'll stop short of Weimar this time, certainly. But if you keep this up, you will take, you know, in by far the top nation in the world in a whole host of dimensions, and you will reduce it to another case of crony capitalism, where you have utter socialism for the rich, in the sense of the failed bankers, paid for by all of us. And that will be a very bad place to live in. So let's all work together to prevent it from happening. Right? Let's turn this around now, as opposed to waiting for it to become as bad as Weimar.
Wow, that is just amazing. You know, I try to explain that to people, and they're like, it's liberal, it's conservative, it's socialism, it's fascism. And I'm like, no, this is corrupt pirates running inside scams, bankrupting everything, and then having the people pay for it when Newsweek comes out and says we're all socialists now. Isn't this is the opposite of socialism. This isn't them helicoptering money down on the people. This is helicoptering money to the offshore banks.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted precedence, it would be closest to national socialism.
I guess where they call it socialism, but really just give it all to the inner party?
Yeah, it's a fascist arrangement.
And then they call it socialist.
Right. Well, you know, the Nazi party called themselves national socialists. I'm not comparing either of these to Nazis. I don't think that's, you know, that misuse of the phrase strikes me as really diminishing what Nazis were all about.
But the economic system is similar.
But the economic system is, I think the best way to describe it is crony capitalism.
Yeah.
And that's a terrible system. Anybody who's ever lived in a nation like that doesn't want to be there. Unless,
okay,
of course, they're the crony capitalist.
Okay, exactly. It's good for them, nobody else. Let's come back and talk about who's at fault, how we bring them to justice so that we can stop them. Because they control the political system now. If we don't stop them somehow, as you said, it's going to lead to Weimar Republic or, I guess, Zimbabwe. His book is The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. You got to read it, folks. We really appreciate William K. Black.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
the new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
As we've been trotting on the wine spread, much too long, Spreebell.
Okay, in the limited time we have with William K. Black, top federal investigator of the SNLs, the Keating Five, helped send some of them to jail. And they got memos out from Keating saying, we want to kill this guy, kill him dead. Clearly, very, very scary people. And a lot of folks ended up getting... dying mysterious deaths, not just here, but in Australia and BCCI and Clark Clifford and that whole CIA front. Mr. Black, continuing here, I want to go back briefly and then get into who's culpable, what Geithner's up to, you know, how we stop him, because there's this key nexus point. As you point out, when you got Paulson, you got Geithner, it now comes out that even, you know, before Obama was elected, then after he was elected, they were already working with Geithner on writing up the bailout, the banker takeover, when he was head of the New York Fed. And you've got the chief of staff, Emanuel from Wall Street. And, I mean, literally, it's this tight coterie, this group of people in there working together, Republicans and Democrats, like I've never seen before in modern history. And so, but a lot of people, you know, email me and say, oh, don't bash Obama. You know, this was Bush that did all this. And I'm like, yeah, Bush did it, and now Obama's going along with it. So can you break down what happened with the banker bailout? And or from your own research, is that bipartisan?
The banker bailout is fairly bipartisan. It's wrong not even so much, frankly, because of politics directly, as because of very, very poor creation of the plan originally by Secretary Paulson and then eventually with the assistance of Geithner when he was still president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. This really wasn't compelled on them by the politicians. This is more they are so tight with the industry. Paulson in particular, after all, is the guy who came from Goldman Sachs, had run Goldman Sachs before he became Treasury Secretary, had gotten Goldman Sachs into toxic waste. He's the guy that got them into trouble with toxic waste. Then he comes out, and AIG is in trouble. He appoints a group to give him advice, and he puts Goldman Sachs, his own firm, on the advisory panel when it has a massive conflict of interest because AIG owes it billions and billions of dollars. And guess what? They advise. They advise Paulson to use, to first to bail out AIG, and then to secretly bail out favored banks, in particular Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs got $12.9 billion, the biggest single recipient of taxpayer money, through this kind of bailout. And then both Paulson, and then it continued under the Obama administration, Geithner, tried very hard to make sure that we, the public, would never learn where that our taxpayer dollars had done that. What changed that, and this is why people should not give up, was political pressure from Congress. And political pressure not on the administration, which was, you know, let it roll off its back like a duck, but political pressure on AIG. And here's what the mantra was: not a penny more. Not a penny more of taxpayer money goes to AIG until we know how the money has been used. And that's pressure on AIG is the only reason we know about the Goldman bailout, or that the fact that $50 billion roughly of U.S. taxpayer money went to bail out foreign banks. Foreign banks. Why would we do that? Including UBS, a massive Swiss bank that at the same time we were bailing them out secretly with $5 billion, the U.S. government tells us that UBS was involved in defrauding the taxpayers of America. We hit them with a huge fine, you know, it's a settlement of $780 million. But you do the math. If we gave them $5 billion and they paid us $780 million, who really paid the fine? The U.S. taxpayers really paid that fine.
Yeah, we're paying them to steal from us, and you've got Bloomberg's reporting $12.8 trillion committed, and that's almost the gross domestic product of the country. Am I right in saying this is the biggest fraud in history?
Oh, easily. And that's why I think our mantra should be not a penny more until we have a PCORA investigation started. PCORA was the guy, experienced prosecutor, that we brought in the Great Depression to say, find out the facts. And the Wall Street fat cats hated him, detested him, fought him every step of the way. But he found the facts. He found the widespread fraud. And it led to many of the statutory changes that for 50 years worked so successfully in America until Wall Street, you know, finally got enough political juice to get rid of the laws in right near the end of the Clinton administration.
Now, on record, it was the Clinton people with the Republicans in tandem in the 90s that gutted most of this, and then George W. Bush was a happy participant in the run-up to what we see now. Can you speak specifically to that? And in your own words, is this not a complete hijacking of our entire economy by Wall Street?
Well, yes, I can speak to that directly. And yes, it was at the they were at the beck and call of the industry. The laws passed by overwhelming margins. This was very much a Reuben Summers and Phil Graham working together special to get rid of Glass-Steagall. And then the shutting down of Brooks Lee Bourne when she was trying to regulate these credit default swaps that destroyed AIG, that again was Summers and Phil Graham working together to destroy. And this is so bizarre. They not only passed a law that stopped her particular proposed regulation, the law said you can't regulate to protect the taxpayers at all.
So they are legislating protection of crime. For people that don't understand, can you explain for those that may not be able to grasp it or who've heard it bandied around in the media but don't, you know, get exactly what it is, can you explain what these toxic waste assets are? I mean, am I right in saying they're just fiat, fraudulent, Ponzi scheme, mining stock in Arizona type, crud that they then have big insurance companies certify, and then that becomes another toxic layer of debt. Those certifications are then traded, and then how many layers in the pyramid, as they nest like Russian dolls, these frauds within each other. I mean, this is the biggest. I mean, to my mind, it's just such a ridiculous scam on its face.
Well, you're right that it's layered. It isn't typically mining stock, fake mining stock. It was typically what we call subprime or liar's loans was what we call the underlying. And that means as it became in truth in 2006, 2007, lending to folks where a very substantial number of the people were going to default on the mortgages. We're talking maybe 25%. Typically, default rates on prime mortgages run under 1%, to give you a contrast. So something 25 times as bad, roughly. And then you did create lots of elaborate, we call them financial derivatives, on top of them, some of which took the form of supposedly being insurance. They used the language of insurance, but in reality, they were just pretty much open guarantees. That's what credit default swaps are in reality. And you're right that not only layered, but if you think about it like those kids' games where you try to stack things on top of each other.
Yes.
And they can hold up and they can hold up. They start shaking and they become more unwieldy. And the bad news is, the longer it holds together before it collapses, the bigger the collapse and the more damage when it collapses.
So the old adage of the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah, well, now they don't fall at all, right? They're not allowed to fall. I mean, President Obama was asked at press conference, now this is about 6 weeks ago, and he said, hardly any banks are in trouble. And he was asked, well, good, are you going to close the ones that are? Oh, no, we're not going to close any large banks. Well, what happens when you give people immunity in advance?
It causes recklessness.
Recklessness on a good day, outright fraud on most days.
So can you describe this then? If it's not even a Ponzi scheme that's meant to fail now, then what is it, a debt bomb or like a black hole that then is going to suck everything into it?
Oh, no, it was a Ponzi dynamic. You had to grow and grow and grow much more rapidly, which is why people poured on the toxic waste at increasingly fast rates in 2006, 2007.
But that's what I'm asking. This is a Ponzi scheme that then blows up and turns into a black hole.
Yeah, one institution, IndyMac, sold $80 billion of liar's loans in 1 year. In 4.5 years, it sold far more liar's loans than the entire savings and loan debacle. So IndyMac, all by itself, pretty much cost the same as the entire savings and loan debacle. See how intensifying, how much worse it gets if you don't fix the underlying problem.
So they knew, though. I mean, all along, they knew this was going to implode and then devastate things.
They were selling liar's loans. What was to know?
No, I mean, I understand
that. How more transparent can you get?
So clearly,
coming to the regulators saying, hi, we've got a new strategic business plan. Great. What is it? We're going to make fraudulent loans. Oh, okay.
And so this is key, Professor. You're saying that, I mean, just on record, that the people that remove these laws, because I remember seeing Senator Dornan and others say this was going to happen on the floor, but, you know, he was against it. They knew from setting it up, from running it up to running it down, they fully knew, and this was premeditated.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't know that Congress knows. I'm telling you that in the trade, everybody knew that if you made something called a liar's loan, it was because they were frauds overwhelmingly, and that it was going to produce a disaster. Now, Congress, of course, is paid not to know, right? The bankers don't go in front of Congress and say, hi, we want to produce a disaster. Please take our money. They tell Congress, hey, we have this wonderful new thing, financial derivatives. And everybody, which is to say us, you know, on Wall Street, says this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? And everything's going to be wonderful. And we need it because unless we have it, we can't compete with the German massive, what are called universal banks that can do anything. So we have to get rid of every protection we've ever put in place in the United States, so that our big banks can compete with their giant banks. That's how they sold it to Congress.
But obviously somebody in Congress before knew it was bad, or it wouldn't have been illegal previously.
Well, yes, because we did an investigation and we found the facts. So I urge your listeners to join us in demanding an investigation of what caused the problem, and, of course, that we then fix the problem as opposed to ignore it.
All right, in your own words.
After the Great Depression, and it worked for, you know, a whole two generations of Americans.
All right, well, we're going to get into solutions in the final segment coming up, and also want folks to get your book, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One, by our guest, William K. Black. But Mr. Black, specifically, you've been very critical, even though you were a supporter of Obama, of Geithner and others. Specifically, what has Geithner been up to? I mean, isn't he a central figure in all of this?
Absolutely. And he is makes it absolutely clear that Obama, in this category, finance, was continuing the Paulson policies, because Geithner was Paulson's right-hand man. And you would have thought that would have disqualified him, but for some reason that was viewed as a positive by the Obama administration. And so he was not only kept on, he was promoted to Treasury Secretary. And, of course, he's continued these policies, and in some ways he's actually made them worse. And that's saying something, because the Paulson policies were horrific.
And then Obama comes out and says, I'm fighting these CEO bonuses. And then it turns out he wrote the executive order and told Senator Dodd to write the loophole in the stimulus package. I mean, that is a new level in arrogant lying.
Well, and it's not just that, because the press reports also show that Treasury is currently working behind the scenes with Wall Street to try to exempt them effectively from even the existing laws that were passed in part over the opposition of the Obama administration.
Oh.
Right? In the stimulus bill, and this again, but, you know, don't give up, folks. In the stimulus bill, there was a revolt among Democrats, and in complete opposition to what President Obama wanted, they put some restraint on bonuses and compensation into the stimulus bill. But, of course, as I said, the reports are that the Obama administration is now trying to work with Wall Street to help evade those restrictions. We need to re-energize both sides of the aisle to stop this.
Mr. Black, what does it mean when they do these stress tests to the banks and then say to the banks, don't tell the public what we found, and then it leaks that the banks are really in dire situation?
Oh, no, it doesn't leak that they're really in dire situation. They're busy leaking the propaganda that everything's wonderful. And it's being picked up uncritically in places like Bloomberg and the New York Times. The stress tests are a sham, and I've said that. You know, people can go on the web, sites like Naked Capitalism, and see excerpts of my reasons why it's a sham. I predicted in advance it would be a sham, and it's obviously proven to be a sham.
That's my next question. Where, and we're about to break, where can people find the body of your work? It's prolific. I mean, they can buy your book in stores, but how do folks find your writings? Just Google William K. Black?
That will work, although you'll get many hits.
Or go to, you said, thenakedcapitalist.com? Or
Naked Capitalism is one of the financial blog sites. You can look at Huffington Post. You can look at Cato.
All right, stay there, sir. We really appreciate you being with us. An amazing individual, William K. Black, is our guest. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. There is a war on for your mind. And we have somebody who's a great captain for liberty in the fight to get people to open their minds and wake up. William K. Black, author of The Best Shelling. Wrote it 3-4 years ago, and it's a bestseller again because he predicted everything that was going to happen. The best way to rob a bank is to own one. Be sure and get that. Because if we don't turn this around, you know, that's the big question, sir. If we don't turn this around and they just continue the Ponzi schemes that are now getting galactic in size, where is this leading us?
Well, you can already see where it's been leading, right? The savings and loan crisis It was a miracle it was contained when it was, because the political pressure there was even more severe than you had here. But you turned out to have this incredibly brave regulator, Ed Gray, who took on his own administration, took on Wall Street, and succeeded brilliantly. But there's been nobody like that in this crisis. So you had the savings alone at about $150 billion. Then you go over to Russia, and they tried out these ideas in Russian privatization. And it produced massive corruption and the rise of a few very, very rich multi-billionaires, many of them connected with organized crime.
Right? The oligarchs.
The oligarchs. And, it, you know, when this happens, look what happens politically in reaction. Right? You get dramatic political changes as people become infuriated. So where did they hit next? This was the Washington consensus, was their phrase, that we knew how to run life, and it was the way Wall Street said. And so they did this through Latin America. And what did it produce there?
Argentina.
Well, 10 years of stagnation and incredible corruption and giveaways to the biggest, you know, their version of Wall Street. And what has happened politically? Who's getting elected in Latin America? You know, people that now intensely hate capitalism and America in reaction. Well, we didn't learn any of those lessons from any of those crises, so we are currently in this one. And this one is big enough that it's global, and it's going to be the most severe recession in the lives of anybody under the age of 80. We can't afford to repeat it, because you don't just repeat, as I've been trying to get across. When you don't fix it, it doesn't just repeat. It comes back much worse.
Okay, we're going to get to solutions in the final segment coming up in a moment. But Madoff, you talk about organized crime. It's now in the Times of London and the Associated Press. I'm sure you've seen it, that Cuomo's going after one of Madoff's managers, and they're saying they believe there's organized crime, drug money, laundering going on.
In all of the really big frauds, you're going to find the other thing we haven't talked about, and that is the role of the offshore stuff, right? Which is like UBS, we were talking at the giant Swiss bank, where very, very wealthy people evade taxes by putting their money in these tax havens, and that always leads to wide-scale corruption.
And doesn't it lead to selective enforcement, though? I mean, we see Geithner and all of them saying they're going to go after this, but then when you read the fine print, it's selectively, and that's what the Caymans and the Virgin Islands and the Swiss are saying. Is there any truth to that?
Well, that's certainly true, period. In other words, if you look in the Bush administration, was particularly terrible on this, it largely reoriented its enforcement against poor taxpayers and away from rich taxpayers. Actually, what we're trying to do on UBS might reverse that a bit. That would be good news.
We're going to come right back. I want to finish up with that. Yeah, that's right. I remember seeing the numbers where they took almost all the FBI agents off the billionaire swindlers and put them on blue-collar and white-collar, you know, mid-level stuff. Just amazing. Talk about Fox running the hen house.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.